Do you ever hear a story and think to yourself, I knew that, or it's not surprising to me? This week on Everyday Grammar, we will look at different ways to say that you are not surprised when you hear what someone says or does. One way to express this is by saying, it is no wonder. The word wonder is often used in English to express a feeling of unpredictability or uncertainty. On a recent episode of Ask a Teacher, we explained how to use wonder in a question. When using the expression, it is no wonder, you are saying you really have no questions at all about this event. On a sunny day, for example, you might look outside the window and say, it's no wonder that the park is crowded. The weather is beautiful. Listen to the American singer James Swanberg telling about his relationship with a friend. This song says he's not surprised that they are together.
It's no wonder we're together. Oh, 'cause there's no one I like better. It's no wonder we're united.
Our next expression is of course. You can hear this saying every day when someone reacts to a statement that is almost always true.
Ahmed stayed late last night to help with our project.
Of course. He's very generous with his time.
Another expression that you will hear when somebody is not surprised is, it figures. If you just look at the word figure, you might imagine this has something to do with mathematics and adding up numbers. But in fact, the person who says, it figures, is putting together ideas and recognizing that their thoughts about those ideas are correct. The Canadian singer-songwriter Alanis Morissette tells about an incident like this in her hit song, Ironic. The singer is telling us that she thinks, or figures, that bad things will always happen to her. Another expression used when someone is not surprised is, what do you expect?
Those kids across the street are so loud.
What do you expect? They're celebrating their graduation.
Finally, let's look at how people use the word typical. It is often used when you are unhappy or dissatisfied with something that has happened.
The bus is late, so I can't make it to the meeting on time.
Typical. You should take the train. It's more dependable.
Now, let's review what we discussed today. The first two expressions, it's no wonder and of course, can be used for an approving or positive reaction to an event. But the second two expressions, it figures, and typical, usually show more of a negative or not so nice reaction. Listen for these expressions the next time you are watching an American television show or movie. Try to use them when you are speaking English, and your listeners will know that you are not surprised. I'm John Russell.